Wild Card Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, my name is Caroline. I'm from California.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. I believe when I was 3 years old that the sighting that a group of about 10 or 12 of us saw was probably something to do with Roswell. I remember
Why do you say that?
Well, I remember the bright blue sky. We lived in a trailer park in Arizona or New Mexico, and someone knocked on our door, and my mother and I went out, and the whole group was gathering out there at the highway, about a dozen people, and I was the only child. I think my two sisters were either living with my grandmother or in school.
Okay.
So I was probably 3 or 4 years old. I was born in 48, and this, I believe, was around 51 or 52.
Of course, and you know, Roswell was 47.
Well, then it was after Roswell because yeah. I was a child. I was in arms.
Okay.
I remember that what happened was the sky was bright blue, and the group of adults were wondering if these three saucers that were coming down from the sky were friendly or unfriendly. So they held me up as the child, and they said, have the child send a strong thought and telepath and ask if they're friendly or unfriendly. And I got that they were unfriendly. And so they had me send a very strong mental thought for them to go away and to land somewhere else. And these three silvery, like, saucer things that were coming down were in a triangle formation. And when I sent them this strong thought, they flew sideways and disappeared to the side.
So they took the thought. How old were you?
I am guessing that I was 2 or 3.
2 or 3 years old, and you were able to do that?
Maybe 4.
That's pretty good.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a very clear, strong memory. And after that, the highway patrol came. They took all of our names. So they probably took my mother's name, and they may have taken my name.
Who would have thought, though, to hold you up as the sacrificial lamb, basically?
Well, I wasn't a sacrificial lamb. I just remember that they thought that the child would be able to do it. I don't know why they thought that. But, I mean, the whole group, I think, was really kind of sending a strong thought because we didn't know if we were going to go hide or if we were going to welcome them or what. So, I mean, it makes more sense talking to you because I didn't know when Roswell was.
Yeah, no, right, yeah, Roswell was 47.
Like the plague but... my whole life. I've only told 3 people. But basically, the highway patrol told us that it was top secret and not to tell anyone. So they made us promise. And I still remember as a child, they explained to me what the word secret meant and said it's top secret, not to tell anyone. But I do remember my mother, when my grandmother came to visit, told her. And then what is even stranger than that, when I was 16, we lived very remotely in the Sierra Nevada mountains in a little town called Forbestown. We had bought 20 acres of land, and it was a meadow with big, tall timber and trees around it. And I went to school one day, and I came home from school, and my mother had been abducted. And
by whom?
Well, apparently a saucer had landed there, had come in through the meadow and landed in the woods. And she actually, my father and I, and again, the highway patrol came out to see because my mother changed. I mean, she was never my mother again after that.
Basically. What happened? I mean, how did she change?
I'll explain it in a minute, but the tripod marks were in the ground, and she couldn't have dug them with a shovel. They were huge, and they had pressed down the earth, you know, like 3 or 4 feet deep and crushed the leaves.
All right,
and everything.
Something very heavy landed there.
Very heavy, and not all that large, actually. I would say maybe 20 feet apart, the tripod marks. But so there was physical evidence that my father and I and the highway patrol saw. But what occurred with my mother, she drew the pictures, and they were the typical pictures, the big-eyed gray things. But she changed shape. Her eyes were very big and very, like, buggy. And
you mean she permanently changed shape?
For months. I left home at 17 and came to college, but I had to live with her for about a year. And her body, before that had happened, was that of a woman and a slender woman.
Yeah.
Her body changed. So it's still hard for me to talk about it because I've only told a couple of people in my life.
Well, that's okay, Caroline. But her eyes got bigger, and what about her body? How did that change?
Her shoulders were very broad, and she had not a female body, but like a man's body, very stocky, very hefty. And she had some kind of powers that were very odd. One of the things is she thought she was God, and she commanded me to bow down and worship her, which, of course, I wouldn't. She even did that in front of people at the general store.
I mean, did she, like, flip out?
Totally. She would go into these coma things after that. She'd lay down on the bed and start talking about Egypt. And she tried, if I was in another room, she always knew what I was doing. And all I could do was pray. So she would say, Caroline, I know what you're doing. You're in there praying.
Well, what did she say? What did she say?
She would come to her. She would say, come to me. And she was, you know, before that happened, my mother, and I was an obedient child. So, I mean, I came. I remember this one time I came to her right after it happened. Well, first of all, I'm getting ahead of my story. The day
Hold on for a second. Let me ask you some other quick questions because the clock's going to get us here,
but
Caroline.
I didn't want to hear all that Egypt stuff.
Well, what would she say about Egypt? Did she talk about the pyramids?
Well, the first thing that happened, all of it, everything.
Did she say how they were made?
I didn't want to hear. I didn't want to listen. I said, don't tell me. I don't want to go. I don't want to know. And I'd go in my room and bow down and pray it out.
Okay, now let me ask you this. How long did she continue like this?
Months, until I went to college.
And then she reverted back to her old self again?
Well, after I went to college, my dad took her in for shock treatments.
But, oh, my God.
So she had electric shock.
What about physically, though? Did she come back to her normal physical self?
No, never. I mean, she got over the Egypt stuff with the shock treatments, but I only went home to visit her, like, once after that.
All right. That's a strange story, Caroline.